joining us. Today, this is your host, Iram Saik, with the Global Telesummit Series From Heartache to Joy. Joining us today, one of our all-time favorite, one of our long-time speakers is Crystal Hughes, as you guys very well know. She actually was the first speaker on From Heartache to Joy so many years ago. It's been so much fun having her back again and again. I can't even count the times that she has been back on the show, but I can tell you that every time she is back, she is hugely popular. Our audience absolutely adores Crystal, not just because of her beautiful, vibrant, vivacious, loving energy and her personality, but also because of the extremely important, wise, and useful information that she shares with us. Crystal is ever evolving herself. She walks the talk. And she is always coming up with very important information that our audience needs for moving forward, releasing blocks. Today's information is also extremely important. It is today is about living free of parasites and portals protocol for health and healing, a very, very important topic. You're going to learn the importance of the quantum field for vital health and healing parasites. Underneath the tri-level parasite playground so you can eradicate the invaders in the body, aura, and environment. Discover the little-known secret connection between portals and your tendency to attract parasites, and utilizing the energy birthed at the time of the universe to set healthy boundaries in your life and banish ill-willed parasites for good. Understand the need to seal and doubly seal the space in which you reside of distant spirits that wish to upset your balance point. We're also going to take some live callers today that Crystal will be able to do intuitive readings, and she can tell you exactly what your number one portal or parasite is so that you can address that. So very, very important. Like I said, we're going to be addressing some very important topics today. Just a brief background about Crystal if you have not heard her before. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary medium and multisensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars. She specializes in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning fast and laser focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately. Her work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitation, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. Let's welcome Crystal to the show, and let's jump in. Well, Crystal, it is so awesome to have you back, my dear.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I always get a big smile when I hear your voice, Iram, when I come on and feel the presence of these glorious beings in your community. So it really is my pleasure to be here with all of you. And Iram, again, it's always such a feeling, right, of two souls that really know each other coming together in reunion. Yes. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you, my dear. And I want to jump in and talk about this very important topic because, like I said, Crystal, every time you're back, you bring such important wisdom for us to learn from. So today we are talking about parasites and portals. It sounds fascinating, especially the portals. So can you share a bit about your insights, what we need to know, and how, especially how they impact our lives and health?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it is really important. We want to have some background, right, on dimensional portals. And I'll start with the spaces piece, you know, portals in the spaces. I think we can all begin to come into our own environment in our minds, start to imagine that. And, you know, a dimensional portal really is a gateway in the physical world. It allows access to and from the spirit world. So if you imagine having that portal in your space, it would be that you're opening this door or opening the gate. And so the energies can move to and fro. And the third dimensional physical plane, other dimensional planes merge each other right there because of an energy vortex. And the vortex area has a multidimensional vibratory frequency. So it's an area of high concentration. Think of it like a mass of energy, which can have electric or magnetic qualities. And the vortex is a spiral of energy waves created by a willed force, either spiritual or human, using intentions. Now, vortexes tend to exist where there are those strong concentrations of gravitational anomalies, ley lines, if you've ever heard of ley lines. So these energies converge in that place, and this causes a considerable distortion in the environment, in the human energy field, which impacts your aura. And then, of course, the aura is your own home environment for your body organism, so it impacts your body and can even go deep into and impacting your mind and the structure, the energetic structure of your being. So, yeah, so that's just touching down on these dimensional portals.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much. And we are getting a lot of interest on the webcast, Crystal.
Okay.
People are really interested in this topic.
Okay.
A lot of people are asking about parasites and portals in the home.
Mm.
So do you want to address that a little bit?
Yeah. And to really go deeper just a little bit for the higher and lower energies, right? We want to see if these dimensional portals, first off, are going to higher or lower dimensions from our 3D reality, because that's what we're really looking at. There's different types of portals, and it depends on whether they're positive light or negative shadow casting portals. They do have an energy vibration, remember, and they cast a vibrational frequency. So these types of portals have a governing deity, if you will, right? It's on the Devic realm. Some of them are benevolent energies, which we call the Suryas, or they could be, you know, discordant energies. And those are Asuric or Asuras, right? So we see portals of protection or portals of shadow. The portals of protection are governed by the Suras, the benevolent Devic energies. These are higher dimensional portals. Now, I have two portals of protection that I've created in my home, and I have them here right now. They're constant. And this allows me to have protection from those lower level spirits, right? But I've connected with the presiding Deva of the land that supports the vortex of this portal. So think of it as having this king and queen of your space, your land that the home resides. And so you have to be in connection and communication with them and to set that up, okay? Now, you can also have a portal of shadow, and those are governed by the Asuras, casting shadows into your space, causing upheaval, emotional, spikes, moodiness. And those portal shadows, they are implementing on some kind of karmic reality, you see. Now, that doesn't mean that because you're in a space that has a portal of shadow that it's there because you have to live out, you know, this karmic debt. But sometimes it means that the lower dimensional portals really will have an impact on you if you're within a certain cycle, right? If you're in a dormancy, karmic dormancy cycle, you actually become more, your aura, if you will, becomes thinner the veils become thinner and you will be impacted more intensely. So we're talking about on multiple layers here. Remember, there's the aura of your own home that you live in, right? Your house has an aura, but your body has an aura as well. If you are in a karmic cycle, this portal of shadow will open and it will impact not only the aura of your house, but the aura of your body, right? Okay, so the energies will come in. Now, I had a client who had a shadow cycle in his chart, and he moved into a home with the portal of shadow, kind of play out this karma, if you will, that he had accumulated. And this karmic kind of mini cycle was causing discordant energies to invade his everyday space in his home, right? And it brought up quarreling and conflict. And he came to me about his relationship issues that he was having with his wife and his in-laws. And he was telling me, you know, it's really uncharacteristic of them to be stonewalling me like this, right? So he reached out and I found this portal of shadow. And I traced his karma back to a point of pain. And it was on his ancestral line where his family had been involved in a lie, in a political matter, where they were, you know, at that time trying to steal someone's property from them. They all lied about it in court, and the person lost the property to his family. So you see, this was tied in to property. It was tied into this idea of ownership, them stealing it away. Now, here he is in his home, and it came up that he had to deal with this. So we shifted that, got through the behavioral issue that was lodged in his ancestral line, and now that portal of shadow actually turned into a portal of protection. We can also, again, like I said, have issues coming in, entities, you know, infiltrating a space and entering into our personal auric field. I had a client of mine who was actually an NLP master coach. He called me one evening, late at night. He had been working with one of his clients and doing some work, noticing there was this dark energy around his client. And he noticed this because right when he started to work with her, she started wiggling around in discomfort. It was like she was having a difficult time kind of sitting still in the chair, as if some energy was taunting her. And that's exactly what was happening. He didn't know what to do, so he called me. He's like, oh my God, you know, there's a shadow entity. And he asked me to tune in, how to clear it from her and the space. So when I tuned in virtually, I could see, you know, I could see that the place they'd been doing the clearing work had a portal of shadow, and there was an entity that had entered her field while she was vulnerable in that space, because he had pretty much opened her up, right? So he didn't know how to set up a protection while he was doing the energy clearing work with her. And it came in, it attached to her. So I shared with him and worked with him on how to clear it. And then he needed to get out of that space. But again, it's really important. I want to give a warning for everyone here. It's important. You know, the energy of the space that you're doing your clearing work in, you have to make sure that you've got the protection there, that you don't have these open portals. And you need to work with a practitioner that knows these things, that can hold space with a protective structure in place. Otherwise, you can really get messed up energetically. So, you know, that's a little bit really about the portals. But, you know, Irem, I've been working with Metatron's Cube now. I think it's been over 3 years. Metatron's Cube is actually, I see it as an intelligent being. It comes from the universe. It holds the platonic solid that holds these sacred shapes of the universe. It brings things into creation, but as I've said before, it can also discreate. So it can deconstruct things that are hurting you or harming you. And, you know, I came about this information about portals. Metatron's Cube actually showed me that not only do we have portals that can come and be created from the outside and have these portals through our home and our aura, but we actually have portals that can be created from the inside, okay? And these portals from the inside, I'm talking about literally the inside of your body, the tissues, and bacteria crossing the barrier, right? When we look at that blood-brain barrier, do you see? We've got these portals that are created from the inside, and we have to really start to look at this. And so the connection, like you were asking just a few minutes ago, you know, what's going on? What's the connection between these portals and these parasites and why we attract it? And, you know, I always see the intelligence of the body as the organism. And, you know, when Metatron's Cube showed me, there's, you know, there's holes that are created inside of us, where our immune system will drop down. And our immune system drops down. And it becomes apparent to us because we'll start to get feeling, you know, sick, or we'll find out that we've got some kind of disorder or some kind of disease, and there's disruption in our organism. And this is coming from, if you can really expand your mind here, everyone, I want you to think about your immune system as this beautiful, infinite intelligence. If there is there's a being in charge of your infinite intelligence, and there's a being that's in charge of your immune system. And when you are dissatisfied from a perspective, the immune system will drop. The being that's in charge, when she becomes dissatisfied, she will have a tendency to drop her guard and to let that guard down and to create things because she's trying to get your attention. But what I have to say is that there's an intimate connection between lack of boundaries causing portals to open and unworthiness carried in your subconscious blueprint. Okay? So I'll say that again, right? So when you're dissatisfied, it's really because you don't feel your own divinity. You don't feel the divinity in life. And you have a feeling of unworthiness within you. This unworthiness can feel like it's just some kind of, you know, ethereal thing, right, Aaron? It's like, how do I heal unworthiness? You know, like it's not tangible. Mm-hmm. And this unworthiness actually can come from this feeling where we just don't know our value, okay? And we create a lack of boundaries. So we have a lack of boundaries because we don't know our value. So we either give too much, or we let people come in and take. So lack of boundaries causes the portals to open. Unworthiness carried in your subconscious blueprint is what primarily sets the standard for the degree to which the parasites will enter, attach to you, and attack you. Okay? So if we feel unworthy, we don't have healthy boundaries. When we don't have healthy boundaries, all kinds of parasitic types, human or otherwise, will enter because of some portal, right? The boundaries lost, attach and attack. Most of us are lacking that feeling of worthiness in this lifetime, really, due to societal programming. You know, we actually don't trust ourselves. We don't believe in ourselves. We're not taught about our divinity. Now, let me relate this to if you're having some kind of physical illness, what has occurred? Okay. is that you've identified with the body as me instead of I'm a divine being. When you have that perspective of I'm a divine being within an organism, I'm this infinite intelligent soul within an organism, then you put disease or disorder in perspective, right? Mm-hmm. But when I think that I am body and I leave out the divine me, but I identify and try to protect body because body is me. I try to control body because body is me. I try to survive because body is me. The ego is me. What happens is we're in illusion. We're in illusion.
Mm.
And again, we're in dissatisfaction because we're not observing our worth as divine. So without proper imagery, relationship of truth of divinity, and soul embodying organism, we lack true boundary definition. We lose our energy to others. We get ill. Then we identify, I have cancer, instead of, oh, cancer cells have infiltrated this organism, right? Knowing that they're pathogens wreaking havoc in the organism, not you. You're untouchable. You're not diseased. So the question is, how will I come back into balance, into harmony within my holy vessel? And then see, long-term illnesses, you know, can be a result of not having those healthy boundaries, not having worthiness, okay? So it's a journey of transformation.
Fascinating.
We can have, it really is. It's like the eye-opener, right?
I was like, what? It's okay. So, oh my gosh, wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, it is a journey of transformation, but it's almost like transformation back, like coming full circle back to your own whole self, like you said, the untouchable, the infinite self. Wow, what an amazing topic and amazing insights. I was just, you know, taking notes, fascinated. This is fascinating. I mean, amazing topic, Crystal. And
thank
what
you.
I was hoping was, yeah, thank you. I was hoping we could talk to a few people on the phones that, you know, it's going to really bring home what you're talking about once we actually talk to people and address individual questions. So, guys, you have to be on the phone and then press star 2 to raise your hand. Can you pick a number for me, Crystal, please, between 1 and 30?
28.
Okay, it seems that this person is 413 area code. You are on 413.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi.
I can hear you. I have so many diseases running around me. Just finding out. Okay, diabetes 2, and I just found out I'm allergic to tens of millions of, you know, things like, you know, weeds and,
Let me get in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get in there because your higher self's already talking, okay? And the reality is, again, we want to get to the core issue. What's actually going on, okay?
Exactly.
And so I'd love to do a reading here and just check to see. So I'm going to read, and what I want you to do is I want you to write these things down, and I want you to just think of it like a plan of action. Even if you don't know exactly how to do it, obviously I'll be offering something on this program, but really, you guys, start to think of this plan of action. I don't want you to go into overwhelm. I want you to go into, okay, plan. So I'm going to be reading. One, I need to read the portals. The portal. So one of the things is I see shadow portal. Okay, this portal of shadow in your home. If you walk through the front door, it's in the back left-hand corner. So write that down, back left-hand corner. The energy coming through there is one of confusion and disoriented. Okay?
Okay, I have two doors. I have the front door that comes into like a little hallway thing, and then I have the front door that goes into the house.
Main house. It's the front door going into the main house.
Okay.
And so it's bringing in confusion and disorientation is what it's causing. your body and your spirit feel lost. They're literally looking at each other and looking around going, what's going on? They can't find their way home. So there's this lost feeling. So we've got to get your body organism and your soul intelligence connected at the heart, okay? So just make sure you write that down. We've got to bring them back home at the heart and reintroduce themselves to home in the heart, body organism, and human organism with soul, okay? So that's going to help to create a foundation where you actually won't be disoriented and confused, and we have to close that portal up in your home, and those things together will actually help the substratum, to the foundation, if you will, to actually be poured, right? So you have some strong foundation to stand on to heal, okay?
Okay. I kind of lost that part about reintroducing after connecting at the heart.
It's okay.
Okay.
Listen to this again, because remember, the portal is pouring in confusion and disorientation. Mm. You won't even be able to interpret this answer all the way right now. Okay.
Wow.
What I'm saying. That's why you've got to have support and help, and it's got to be strong support and help. You know, so consider doing maybe the workshop package where I've got two workshops dealing with the unworthiness and the portals and parasites. Okay. We've got to get you back into yourself. All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, amazing.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
The household, the whole household.
Okay, love, we have to move on. Best of luck. And fascinating to see that, you said confusion, and I can totally see that. Fascinating. Wow, that is amazing. And you definitely want to take Crystal's advice and, if at the minimum, connect with her in the workshop package. And listen to the replay, dear. You'll be able to understand more then. I mean, this is why I wanted to start talking to our callers, because you guys can see it. It's one thing to listen to the information and try to understand it. It's quite another to actually see and implement how this is actually affecting our lives. Very powerful.
Yeah.
Could you pick another number for me, please, Crystal?
Yeah, let's go with number 8.
Okay, number 8 is area code 707. You're
Hello?
On. 707.
Hi there.
Hi there. What's your name, dear?
Hi, Ron. It's Amber. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Glad to be
here.
You know, I just hear this background buzzing ever since I moved to this house, and I'm just wondering if there's anything here. It sounds like a real loud, like, TV on sometimes. It's not a loud pitch. It's just buzzing.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, let me just tune in and see what's going on energetically for you. There's some history of violence in the space. The home is holding that violence, hurt, torment, pain in the space. Now, how that translates is some strange feeling of rejection. Okay. So you've got to watch out for you, that there's not some kind of feeling of that others are rejecting you, or brings up some kind of old heartache or victimization, okay? And one of the things we want to look at is where the portal is, and then I want to remind me, because I need to look at your family history line of victimization. So looking at the home, this whole kind of aura of this violence and hurt, we're looking at actually in the center up above of your main living room, okay? The main living room. The center of that space, that's where this portal of shadow is. Now, funny enough, in the bedroom, that we've got another one that is a portal of protection. So there are beings that you've called in your bedroom to protect you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to clear this out of the aura of the home, close that portal. Now let me take a look at this kind of rejection, heartbreak, victimization in your family line. It's an ancestral on mom's side, and their suffering of heartbreak and rejection going back two generations ago. Okay, so that caused someone to feel rejected and start questioning their worth back then. So you're going to need to do some work on your ancestral timeline and heal that up. Heal it up where it comes into you, which is actually in your power center, not in your heart, in your power center, okay, specifically.
That makes so
great.
Much sense. I've been feeling twisty in that that rejection.
Yeah.
Everything you said was dead on. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. That's your plan.
And,
okay.
And Krista,
and I did
what
pull protection
would you recommend?
Into the bedroom. Oh.
For
Sorry?
This, you know, for this, it's really important when it's on these multiple layers going in. What we want to do is we want to have you for sure do that worthiness workshop, getting to worthiness, okay?
Mm.
That's really good. You've got a strong mind. You're very connected. So that getting to worthiness is going to be really important. And then, of course, closing up that portal. But I'm glad you do have that protection in your bedroom. So while you're sleeping, you at least have that, you know.
Yeah. Just quick question, the portal. So where I moved to with my stepdaughters and my fiancé, his wife passed away from cancer. She battled cancer
four
years.
Would
the portal be from that
time? Oh, absolutely. It could have been from her past life karmic energies. Remember, it's tied to that karma. So it could be from that past life. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you've got to remove her energetic corpse, if you will, out. I see it hovering there. So you've got to move that out of the aura of the house, okay?
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Awesome.
Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you. Thank you for answering the questions, Crystal. And this is so important. This is really great information. I want to do a few more. Are you cool with that, Crystal?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. Let's get this help to as many people as we can in the time that we have. And then we will talk more about the details of Crystal's package because it is so amazing. It's really an exclusive package. You will not get this information anywhere else, you guys. And with Crystal, I can tell you from personal experience, I have worked with her many times. What she brings to the table is just so amazing, and it's unlike anything anybody else has. And her experience and wisdom is just unparalleled. So stay tuned for when we talk about her package offer and how you can really use to transform your lives. All right, so give me another number, please, Crystal.
Okay, let's go with 13.
And, guys, yeah, if you want to get a chance to talk to Crystal, just press star 2 to raise your hand. Number 13 is actually, it's an international number. It's so funny. It was catching my eye from the very beginning, and here we are. 4-3 is the country code. I think that's France, if I'm not mistaken. 4-3.
Hi, this is me.
And me,
Hi.
What is your name, my dear?
Oh, sorry, Aram, sorry. I meant 4-3 is me. This is Maria.
Maria.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you. I've worked with almost every single package of Crystal.
Oh.
The last one I did was
so
amazing.
Awesome.
The implant removal from.
Mm-hmm.
That you
mm-hmm.
did with Megatron. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, please can you? And I've always known and cleared a lot of energy from my from my apartment. And I was asked to do a thorough cleaning, but I never managed the package.
Whoops, I think you're cutting out a little bit there. Okay, let me tune in. Let's just tune in. Let's just see here what is going on. I'm going to check the parasites and portals for you. So let's just take a look here energetically. So they're actually showing me energy in the womb. okay? So parasitic energy in the womb. What's happening there is it's almost this feeling of suppression of creativity. It's suppressive dictatorship energy, superiority over you, arrogance, fault finding, okay? Territorial energy, all right? So let's just see here. So that's in your aura and in your body. That's going to be in the emotional body of your aura and going into that chakra. Okay, now let's take a look here and see the portal, any portals in the home. So when you walk in your front door, it's directly to the right side corner. Okay, so whatever's in the right corner, like literally if you walk in the door, put your hand around to the right. What is that space or room to the right?
Shower. It's a small
bathroom.
Okay,
got it. Okay, so think about that. There's a portal of shadow that's coming in over that. It's an anxiety portal. So there's going to be disruptions, disturbances, anxiety, right? Distractions.
Yes.
From the anxiety that don't let you just settle down. Okay? In
yes.
the settling, that's when your creativity kicks in. When you're unsettled, you can't let that divinity move through you and move through your body. Okay?
Yes.
So energetically, let's just see here anything in the timeline that's popping up for you before birth. Okay, so it's a genealogical as well. It's on father's side, and we're going back 29 generations. 29 generations, okay? I don't know what happened back then, but what I can tell you is that there's some suppression of creativity and suppression of from some kind of authority, okay? Really pushing down. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to get your back.
Yeah. I'd love to do this session with you. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a bit, because it's Metatron.
Yeah, that's great.
I think I'll
Metatron's Cube can help for sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love, thank you. That was awesome. And thank you for calling in. Let's take one more caller, and then we're going to talk about Crystal's amazing package. If we have time, we will come back and talk to more people. So let's do one more number, please, Crystal.
Okay, so let's go with, I keep seeing five.
Okay,
five.
Let's do number 5714 area code. You are on. 714.
Hi, this is Barbara. Thank you so much for getting me. Yeah, I'm curious if she can I'm curious if she can tune in to see if there's any, you know, what's going on here. I live on a boat. But...
You said you live on a boat?
Uh-huh, in Marina Del Rey.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so let me just tune in to the aura mm-hmm. of the boat. You've got it coming from underneath the boat. Okay, so what's happening is I'm walking in the door of the boat. It's kind of turned around for me, so I'm trying to turn myself around. I'm walking in, mm-hmm. and it's kind of midway through the boat on the right-hand side, okay? And what's happening there is that some kind of feelings of, like, being preoccupied, weary, okay? So this is a feeling almost of like carelessness, boredom. It's just a feeling of directionless and a little feeling of like emptiness or desperation, despair. You know that kind of feeling, Che?
Yes, I do. I'm wondering, is it coming from me or the boat?
No, this is the portal that's open. This is what, like, think of it literally pumping those vibrational frequency waves into the boat where you are, right?
Yeah.
So it's pumping it in. The portal pumps in these vibrational frequency tones, right?
Okay.
So with this kind of, you know, bored, weary, you know, that kind of feeling, what happens is you're not going to be able to feel strong in your dedication to to your purpose or to a project.
I feel that.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that.
And so this can allow for a lethargy or scatteredness even. And what I'm seeing is a flux. So we have to watch out. I can't tell you everything here, but we have to watch out because the vortexes are going in two different motions. It's creating this, what we call this perturbation, right? It's two things rubbing against in different directions. And if that opens a stronger wound, if you will, the boat has a wound. You're going to have to heal that portal up and heal the wound. Okay. Now, the parasitic nature as it enters into you is in your mind. It's entering the mind. And unfortunately, the body aura is the substratum of the mind. If the body's in agitation, the mind is going to be impacted. Your mind is impacted. It's agitated right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And this leaves that feeling. So you're kind of reaching, looking, you're in a constant searching, right? All right.
So true.
So, I know. You've got a persona. You've got an aspect
it's
of
horrible.
You. I would suggest, if at all possible, we can do the private session for you so I can actually heal the unworthy one that's searching and doesn't feel like she's got direction. You need strength and you need to be held strongly. So this aspect can't wiggle out of my grasp. Even though it's wiggling out of your grasp,
okay?
So I can help you with that. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is so cool. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Wow. Amazing information. And now people really want to know more about the package and how this can help them. So I mean, it seems like, Crystal, pretty much everybody has some of this stuff going on in their body, in their life or in their body, in their homes. Do you think that's true? Do you think that's accurate?
Let me tell you, every space is going to have one portal or more, okay? And so we just have to see how many of those portals of shadow there are there. But, you know, you can have a different feeling. Let's say that you go into, you know, a back room that's an office space. You're going to have a different feeling there when you walk in. You'll be able to tell. And one of the fastest ways of being able to see if that space has some kind of parasitic energy being channeled in or vibrational frequency is that your heart's going to contract. Okay? Your heart is your actual portal of your home to the divine. When there is some portal of imbalance, or excuse me, a portal creating imbalance or disharmony, your heart's going to contract, okay? And so if you go into that office space and your heart contracts, you go, uh-oh, something's going on here. I can feel it. But maybe you walk out onto your deck outside and your just heart opens. Your heart just is like expansive, right? But one of the important things is we have to be congruent. See, the substratum needs to be, or this energetic structure has to be congruent. Mind, body, environment tapped into the quantum field. So when we look at this dynamic, what happens is in order to get that ultimate health, you have to be able to digest what's going on in your life, okay? Now, let me just bear with me for a moment. Because if you can think of every person is literally having to process or digest energy and information all day long, all of our waking state is doing this. And so the power of your ability to digest what's going on in your life, let's say, to take it in, to make something beneficial with it, we have to look at what's in your environment that you're trying to process and digest. And what is the digestive power of your own psyche, your own mind? So we tap into the quantum field consistently. Okay, consistently. Where do we tap into the quantum field consistently so that we have that pure divine life force, that vitality, that inspiration, that strength? In the heart, the home of the heart. Okay, otherwise you're going to get imbalance, you're going to get disharmony, you're going to get excessive emotions, moodiness, worry, chronic anxiety, doubt, fear. Okay, so the nature of the parasitic mind, when you're in that place where, like, Crystal, I can't digest anymore, I can't process anymore. You hear people say that, like, I just can't process this right now. Right? Or I've got to go and I've got to take time to process it, right? Well, the nature of the parasitic mind is that it can't process, okay? And that mind, that mental state is incongruent and it's always jumping around. Forgetfulness, memory loss, can't hold a thought, not strong enough, right? Because another thought form rushes in, it bumps out the other one. So parasites are running your mind. They're wreaking havoc. Okay? I just want to say, one of the things you can do to purify the channels of your mind through that substratum, through the body, is frankincense oil, rose oil, or sandalwood oil. Put those on your body. Rub them on. Okay? So, on three levels, we're looking at that parasitic playground. We've got to eradicate the invaders of body, aura, and environment. We can come back to that, but I want to make sure that you understand, in this program, this is what we're looking at. We can't just focus on body. We can't just focus on environment. We can't just focus on mind. We've got to observe the three levels. This is where the parasites play on all three levels. This is where the portals are on all three levels. And this is where we have to bring you back into congruency. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you so much for explaining that, Crystal. I want to go ahead and talk about our the offer, because that way people can really get their answers, because there are some questions I want to address that are regarding the package. But let's talk about the package first, because that'll probably get them the answers. Guys, if you want to jump in now and hop on over to orderjoynow.com/crystal19. And Crystal's name is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-19, Crystal19. And we will, on the webcast or on the replay, just press the special offer button. All right. So this is how to eliminate truth and experience your self, soul self vibration. So, Crystal,
yes,
over and explain these awesome packages. That would be great.
Yes. Okay. So first off, this really is about bringing you back into connection, to contact with soul's intelligence, this infinite vibrational pulse. Imagine being able to be in your body being with your soul's intelligence, feeling that pulsation of divine love contributing to you, to your mind, to the substratum that you live. That's your aura. That's this beautiful environment that you live in. That's your home, your house. Then that vibration is what moves you into action, moves you into creativity. Really, the pulsation of that is a beautiful sound wave that supports you orchestrating your magic, your divinity, your brilliance, okay, your genius. Right? Now, what I need to share with you is this program has multiple dimensions and levels that you'll be working with, as I mentioned before. First, we are going to go in and we're going to work with the levels of your being that need attention. We can't just jump right into the private session. Your being has to be primed. And I really want you to get that this is something that's going to take you on a journey, okay? It's going to take you on a journey. When we look into what we're going to be doing, we're first going to actually go in and address some of the things. We have to prime your being. It has to be prepared. We've got to set that intention. So we're going to do a primer call. And we're going to have you be primed with Metatron's Cube, okay? Remember I told you Metatron's Cube can take you to a place where we're working with all the elements of nature. It can literally bring about instantly your soul level vibration to a place of optimal congruency. Metatron's Cube is the master mediator between your soul and the parasites. Okay? It helps to negotiate the space in creation and the places each creation is to be at, looking at the oneness of the universe, right? And so when we see that you're mostly wound up, when I look in and I see what's going on with the parasites and portals, your energy is wound up and bound up. And you're kind of fighting for position because you've been run out of your own body by these parasites taking over. Your body becomes a war zone. And I'm going to prime you so that Metatron's Cube can really zap at a vibrational frequency for the matching vibration that's going to neutralize the parasites being able to take you out. Remember, this is on the physical parasites as well as energies like other humans, narcissists that attach to you in your life, takers, abusers, con artists, okay? So we're going to prime you in that call. That's a live call. Then we're going to go in and we're going to start to work on getting you into this place of worthiness. It's really important for you to feel that you have a level of worthiness, okay? Up to that, getting you to worthiness, you're going to be able to listen to a three-part audio series. This is Metatron's Cube Health and Repair Kit. I've got to have your physical being preparing. That's your nervous system, your adrenal glands, and your auric field. They all have to be addressed. You're going to be able to have that for a couple weeks before we start so that you're already going into deep hypnotic trance states. This starts to shift. So your physical body, your auric body, everything starts to come into congruency. So when we get to that getting to worthiness, I'm going to do an intuitive reading specifically for you. I need to know what going on with this unworthiness within you. What's the core issue? So you're going to be able to get that intuitive reading done. I'll do a clairvoyant reading for you. Then we're going to meet up in a live group workshop. Now, I want to tell you, this is so very deep. And again, it's layers. As you know, there's moments in your life where you've come in and out of that feeling of worthiness, but we can't have that in and out, up and down, roller coaster ride of I feel like I'm, you know, beautiful and alive and worthy and divine. And then you hit these moments where you're clueless and you feel empty and abandoned and you just don't even know which way to go. So we're going to go deep into that getting to worthiness. I'm going to actually take you all through a process where you work on your unworthy aspect, the primary persona that has been impacting you, that originally fractured off from the divine. We're going to find that aspect, heal that aspect, and bring it back into wholeness, okay? Then we're going to go in and we're going to start to do the parasites and portals full day remote incubation and restoration. Now, Iram, this is something new that I've not done. I've done distant healings, but I've never done remote incubations. Okay? Now, this came directly from Metatron's Cube, and I want everyone to get a visual. If you don't know what Metatron's Cube looks like, just imagine a cube, even though it's way more dynamic than that. It's an infinite intelligent being that the universe uses for creation of every single thing in the universe, all universes. But imagine that you are actually inside Metatron's Cube incubating with this energy that dissolves the parasites. You're saturated in it, okay? So I specifically asked Metatron's Cube, what can we do to support everyone clearing and getting a handle on those parasites that need to either be brought back into balance or actually eradicated, banished. Metatron's cube literally said incubation, right? So I'm going to set the structure for you. It's a safe structure, portal free. You're going to have a full day where you're going to be in that incubation energy, if you will, the structure, sitting in the cube, within the cube, and we're going to restore your body and being. So it's easier for us when we go into that Parasites and Portal Relief live group workshop, it's easier for you. You have leverage to actually heal them. So moving into that live group workshop, remember everything has an order here. It's a protocol. In that group workshop, you can see on the page, I'm going to do quite a bit with Metatron's Cube with you. But the most important thing is that we're actually going to be working on you, helping you to close the shadow portals, to create protection portals, and to also work on all three levels going into the impact that the parasites have had on your body and being. This means we're bringing you to a place of harmony, and we're bringing you to a place where you are literally in balance, okay? Because a lot of these issues are imbalance and disharmony. So we're going to work in a group. Now, if you're going in and doing that session with me, it's so profound. When we go into the session, first, we start with me looking deeper. There's three remote healing sessions before we even get into it. Now, I just want to tell everyone, you can do just the workshop. So again, up to this point. But if you want to actually go deeper and have me hold you so that you've got that quantum leap, that literally that deeper substratum structure, here's what we're going to do extra. So this is the extra for you guys that are doing that private session package. I'm doing three remote healings with you. First, I'm literally going to be looking in at the parasites and mapping them. I've got to map them. So I'll identify the cluster of parasites within you personally. I'm going to map them and categorize them. I'm going to see the degree of disharmony and imbalance and work with the parasites to come back into balance and harmony. Or I might have to extract some altogether, okay, whatever's needed. Then I'm going to go in and help to shift the environment for you so that the parasites can't move back in, right? And this requires me to work with the portals. One of the things that I'm doing, Iram, is I'm working with Metatron's Cube, and I'm actually bringing the parasites. I'm not killing everything. This isn't like I'm going to war and killing parasites. Some bacteria is good for the body. It's just that it's in out of balance or in disharmony. Right? So I've got to move the parasites back through the interior portals, which means like I may have to move them through the tissue layers or the muscles, the fibers, the tendons. Okay? Let's say that you've got arthritis. I've got to bring them back into balance and move them out because they're causing inflammation, let's say, in your spine. Right? I've got to work with them. Closing the portals, the environment shifts, the person shifts, and the life situation shifts. Second, as I go in with the portals, I've got to clear the holes in the aura. So I have to see the holes in the aura, the holes in the tissues that allow the bacteria to move through the interior body and regions impacting the body. So that's restoration time working with the tissue layers. Thirdly, I got to work with your boundaries, right? Okay, so whether healthy or unhealthy, whatever indicates. So I'm going to find those weak areas of the body, the places where the boundaries are thin, wearing down. Mm-hmm. These boundaries, remember, are related to a person's feeling of worthiness. So mm-hmm. in these remote healings, I'm addressing the unworthiness, and I'm bringing all these back into the three layers so that you've got an amazing substratum foundation, okay? And then in the session, I'll do some deeper work with Metatron's Cube. We're literally going to go in and start to train your body being to be a worthy spirit, right? This worthy spirit's about being present to healthy boundaries, allowing you to mold your future as an experience of having health, having freedom, you see? Now, I'm going to be opening your soul star chakra, bringing the soul intelligence through. So this is a passageway that has to be created, not a crazy erratic portal that maybe you've opened before. Some healers open for you. That doesn't work. That only lasts a short time. I'm training your being to feel worthy enough to keep the passageway open to bring your soul's intelligence down. So instead of crazy erratic behavior of overanalyzing things, you know, having bouts of anger or doubt or fear, feeling like you can't live in your body and you can't hold the high vibration, we work on that substratum level, the energetic structure of your being. And this is a way for you to be well in your environment, okay, to be well. We're turning your body into a vessel. We're turning your aura into a temple. And I really want you to see that body constitution is the number one thing we have to focus on to create your body as a vessel. We'll do that. So we're taking away the tormenting habits you have, right? You know your habits on a daily basis. I want you to emerge with greater positivity, with light, feelings of connection, feelings of joy even. Your health. So you look at your body as the place to reside, not escaping your body, not being ungrounded, not checking out, not blaming or shaming your body, not even looking at your body and hating it because of wrinkles or, you know, what it's doing to you. I want to anoint your aura as a sacred temple. Anoint your body as a sacred vessel. Anoint your space as a sacred space. So we get you to holding a magnificent vision of your brilliant divinity. Then think of it. When you can hold that, your vision expands into your truth, into the infinite nature of you, into your radiance. You're regal as this sacred soul. You are this royal being, an expansive being. So what that translates into is really being satisfied in your creativity, inspiration for your purpose, worthiness, and having the energy to be that sacred vessel. Your whole experience of your body shifts. Your whole reality shifts. You feel strong. You feel grounded. You feel that you can actually be this radiant lighthouse for others and make a contribution into this world. So that's what we're doing in this package, which again, really, Iram, it's a protocol, right? So if you're in, you're really in, and I'm in. So I'm just waiting for you guys to say, yes, I'm also in, okay? Because we're going to go down this road. It's a beautiful journey to really bringing that infinite intelligence, soul intelligence, truth, and worthiness into play, into reality. Okay?
Love it. Love it. Guys, if you have any questions, please make sure you send them in now through the webcast. The link again was orderjoinout.com/crystal19, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, and the number 19. I'm going to look at the webcast now. And if you have any questions.
I forgot. We have a beautiful saturation. So at the end, with all of us, we're going to do 11 days of the remote incubation and infusion. But this is getting to worthiness. 11 days where we're going to work with Metatron's Cube. But now this is going to be this infusion of infinite spirit of love. Okay, so this is where we have to bring it around, and I want to do it for 11 days so that we're extending our time to be in the energy of your soul and Metatron's cube together, okay? So think of this as just being in this beautiful wave pool of saturation of love and light and divinity and radiance, and your whole being is just going to be like, oh my God, thank you, this is so amazing, this is beautiful. So it's what we're going to do to really honor your soul's intelligence coming back into your body. It's like this beautiful reunion that happens, and then we celebrate for 11 days afterwards.
So much for remembering that. I'm so glad that you remembered.
Yeah.
I'd also forgotten.
Yeah.
So thank uh-huh. you so much. All right, questions coming in about the package. Remember again, as I was saying, it's orderjoynow.com/Christel19, CHRISTEL, and the number 19. And then remember, we do have payment plans that are available. Once you get to checkout, you'll be able to see what kind of payment plans we have available. Now, Maria wants to know, she said, thank you so much. I resonate so much with this call. Can you please ask Christel when the calls will start?
So we've got the first one set, but I don't have the rest of them, unfortunately, only because I'm going to be traveling. So I'm going to be in really deep, a beautiful spiritual retreat that I'm going on while I'm creating this. This is a brand new program. So while I'm creating this for a 6-week period, I'm actually going to be in spiritual retreat. So you guys are going to get the benefit of that energy. So, Iram, let me just check to see if I've got that set up here. I know I sent it, but I don't know if I have it right here. But what I want to tell you is that intention and primer. Okay, we're looking at June 7th. June 7th is what we have for the first one. Now, of course, Iram, as always, if you replay this, then we can do another round, right? But for right now, this is that date, June 7th. We're going to have that. Okay. I just don't have the timing right here, but I always try to make it where no matter where you are, if you're, you know, in the UK or Europe, or even if you're in Australia, you know, it's going to be at a time when you can be in there. Right? That's the way I set it up. Okay?
Okay. Okay, great. So let's see.
Also important, Erin, with the workshops, what I do is I do them at two different time periods. So I'll do one on a weekend. Do you see? So I'll make sure that we have one during the week and then one on a weekend. Most people can do the weekend. Right? And you guys will know in advance. So just making sure that I have those. So we make sure for those workshops that we're going to have two times that that you can attend, okay, and be together.
Cool. Thank you for answering that. Now, this is a very interesting question. This is for, it's not directly about the package, but I think that you can help recommend her how to move forward. So she's saying, this is from Karen. She's saying, hi, Christel. I've done so much healing for chronic pain, anxiety, and fatigue over the past 6 years that I now acutely feel other people's negative emotions. Can you please recommend a method to stop this? It is very difficult sometimes even to talk to close relatives on the phone. I'm becoming isolated as a result.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so she needs your advice and help.
Okay. So remember boundaries are directly linked to your degree of feeling unworthy, okay? Healthy boundaries support all us empaths so we don't start to observe body as us where those emotions infiltrate and impact us. It shifts everything. That's why, I mean, do you know how strange it is to say parasites and portals package actually has to do with unworthiness? I mean, how would I even come up with this stuff, right? You know, when you're logically thinking about this, Iram, it does like, what? you know. But when I go very deep in looking with my, like, think of my clairvoyance is holographic. I see everything multidimensionally on all levels at the same time. So you're a hologram, right? And this is how I've come to understand, if you're an empath, there's an issue with boundaries that's just inherent in being a high-level empath, an intuitive, okay? It just is. You must have been, in your past life, an intuitive at a high level. You've incarnated. But in this lifetime, you have to learn how to hold your own mental perspective such that you're not allowing things to impact you, okay? So it's not your fault that it's happening, but we have to look at the subconscious. The subconscious dictates what's going on in your reality, and you've got some knowns down there, wherever they came from, past life or genealogically, that you are unworthy. You're not valuing yourself, therefore you're not having a perspective that helps you set the boundary, and you need to learn that. And so that's what I can help you with, okay, is to get into that mindset, create the substratum of the energetic structure such that when you're around things going on, you're not being impacted by it. But it's a feeling of unworthiness, not valuing yourself, lack of healthy boundaries. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for explaining that.
And, you know, I've had this too. I want everybody to know, you know, my history of working with boundaries, being an empath, and having parasites and unhealthy bacteria. Maybe this will help some of you as far as the physical issues and how it relates. My father was very abusive. He was a beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, charismatic man when he wasn't drinking. When he started drinking and doing drugs, he became very abusive. He sexually abused me. Okay, so he crossed that boundary, and it was very confusing, right? Some of you have had people you trusted that have abused you physically, mentally, emotionally. That brings about confusion, and we don't understand boundaries. So we have a lack of healthy boundaries. And then, you know, that left me feeling very unworthy. It actually had me be open for more abuse, for hurt, for suffering in my future relationships. But what was happening at a deeper level, Iram, when I was a child, is that I had staph. I got staph infection. And that was there for, you know, many, many years. I have a bill of health now. But the biggest thing was is that I got H. pylori. And H. pylori was in my tummy. It created an ulcer. It started eating the wall lining of my stomach. I couldn't break down. I could not digest food and pull the nutrients out. There was no boundaries, you see, in my stomach. It got eaten up. The bacteria was feeding on that stomach lining. So with Metatron's Cube help and really understanding all of this, I have that clean bill of health. I don't have the imbalance of the H. pylori now. The bacteria is back to normal. The energy is aligned. So again, remember, I'm talking about portals on the exterior, but also portals in the interior where the bacteria and parasites will actually create that portal internally, like leaky gut. So we have to look at the ancestral genealogical significance, the history that we have. Past life genealogical plays a role in how we set the boundaries. That indicates the portals and the parasites and the degree to which they're going to, quote, attack us. Right? Okay, but there's help now. And it can bring you back into balance. And it's very important. You don't want to have whatever your history is, like I was saying, of, you know, needy people that are going to use you, takers, you know. I had a client recently, and she has this narcissist that she lives with. And what I saw was this snake that actually, Irem, it's fangs. So the snake energy was the parasite of this man impacting her hip and going down her leg so she couldn't leave him. The snake's mouth was open. The fangs were literally locked in. I had to first find it, then pull the snake's mouth open even wider, pulling the fangs out, clear the infection area and energy, simultaneously working on her behavior, her mind, so that she wasn't going to stay with him. So you see, drawing these energies out, closing the portal, working on her behavior in the subconscious, shifting the aspect of her that attracted the narcissist and in which she felt unworthy to stay with him for years. That's all an undoing. And that's what this package is about. It's a protocol for undoing the unhealthy and then creating that new, beautiful foundation. Okay, so this is how it shows up, and we can do that because we use the zero-point energy field, okay? The energy that was birthed at the time of the universe to set healthy boundaries, that is weightlessness at that zero-point energy field. And guess what? When you've got weightlessness, the parasites can't attach to you. The parasites cannot attach to you in a field of weightlessness. See? So the condition of non-attachment helps us to actually reverse that boundary condition and that detach the parasites from you, from your body, from your field, and from your environment, and move them back through the portals. Okay? I've spoken a lot.
Well, thank you for sharing.
We've got to seal and doubly seal the space, right?
Yeah.
We've got to heal you, and healing is the first sealing. Then we've got to really train your being to be in that devotional energy at home within your heart. That attitude for divinity maintains that centeredness and coherency, and that doubly seals the space. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And these fields are so important, especially as we're moving into the higher and accelerated energies and ascension. This is becoming so important. Again, guys, that amazing offer that Crystal has is orderjoynow.com/Crystel19, You've got so much stuff in these packages, whether it's A or B, as Crystal explained it. It's amazing. You've got the parasites and protocol relief, the protocol package. You can really set your soul free and ignite your soul's intelligence, live your soul truth. It's such a powerful package, and you've got level A or B. Choose which one works best for you. And like I said, there are payment plans available. If you, when you check out, you'll be able to see those. You've got the $257, which is at almost 86% discount. So you've got either you can pay $257, which is for package B, or the really packed value package is A at $525, which is so powerful. You've got that one also includes the Metatron's Cube Primer and Intention and the Parasites and Portal private one-on-one session. And then also 3 25-minute remote healing sessions. I mean, this is powerful, powerful stuff, you guys. So amazing. Okay, if you have any questions regarding the package, you have another maybe 10 minutes to send those in. Crystal, in the meantime, it's up to you, my dear. Do you want to unmute another caller? Do you want to talk about a recent example in working with your clients? Your decision, however you see
well,
fit.
Well, I
that's
say let's,
serve our,
let's do people on the phone or in the webcast. Let's help.
Okay.
As many as we can. Absolutely.
Beautiful. So if you want to pick a number for me, I will unmute them.
Okay.
We still have about 30.
Let's go Yeah, let's go to, I'm feeling 19.
Number 19 it is, and that is, well, right here in Dallas, 214 area code. Who is this? Oh, where did they go? I just saw them. Okay, so somehow that number just dropped.
Oh,
number 19.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go to the next 19. Yeah, you know, this is how sometimes this energy will interfere. They were right here, and then the number dropped. Okay, this is Arizona, 480 area code. You are unmuted.
Hello, is that me?
Hi.
Yeah, what's your name, dear?
Hi, this is Pamela. How are you?
Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
Hi.
So I came in very late on the call. I'm actually really shocked that I got selected. So thank you so much for taking my call.
I managed to
mix up my times this morning for some crazy reason. So I'm really, really late joining. I was wondering if you could just kind of take a look at my energy field and see what the most important thing is for me to know right now or clear right now.
Yeah, let me just take a look and see about these portals and parasites. Okay, so I'm going to look firstly in your home. And what Higher Self is showing me for you is when you walk in the door, we're going to go straight to the back of the house and to the right. And it's just off of the corner. So it's not right in the corner. It's just off of the corner. There's a portal of shadows there that we're looking at. And this causes cravings, okay? Causes you. Do you have, do you have food cravings or cravings to, consume or to hoard or to any of that, any kind of cravings of consumption? Cravings.
Well, not food, but I do understand what that corner represents. So I don't think we really need to go into it. But
okay, that's fine. Yeah. So just cravings. So cravings, consumption, okay? So energetically looking at that, I'm going to check to see the portal energetically is creating discordant energies. It starts to upset your power center and your communication between your power center and your heart, okay? Mm. Now, looking at the parasites in the body, we're going into the liver. So I'm seeing multiple liver flukes, and we're looking at inhibitors in there. So you've got inhibiting energies in the liver, and let me just see here what we're looking at. So we're going into, so they're telling me a number, 80 parasites in that liver, okay? So those are the things that you're going to want to work on, okay? So you could do either the session or the workshop, okay? That's what it scans for.
Okay. And is there anything that you can do on the call to clear any of that now?
I'm not doing anything on the call. You might have not heard.
Okay.
It's a protocol that you have to go through. Yeah, this one is very deep, so it requires a protocol. Okay, thank you.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so
and
much.
And do listen
really
to the call, my dear. Yeah, listen to the call.
Oh, I will.
That will also
help
to understand.
I don't know how I messed up the time this morning.
Oh, it's okay,
thank
honey.
You so
it's okay.
Much.
You're here and you got the information. Yeah, that's what's important. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, but please know, that if you messed up the time, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but, you know, this is how powerful your intention was, and your higher self really wanted you to get information.
Right?
So if you're still here, and you got picked. So how cool is that? But that does tell me that you really want to pay attention to your inner feeling, you know, regarding the packages and connect with Crystal because there's something calling out for that. And listening to the call is going to help you to understand because, yes, I completely understand if you're feeling like, oh, I'm getting confused or I'm not, you know, the confusion energy, as Crystal mentioned earlier, is very common. So we actually have time to talk to one more person.
Yeah.
So if you give me a number, Crystal.
Oh, sorry. Okay, let's go with number 7.
Number 7. Wow, another Arizona person, 480.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
How's this?
I've just been praying on this. I've been finger holding
it.
I've been deep breathing.
Mm. Oh, okay. Good. Well, here you are.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Crystal and Aram. My name is Sally. I'm in Florida. I'm not in my house right now or my home. I'm cat sitting someplace. But Crystal, if you could read this program so indicates to me. It permeates me with truth. So anything, you could see would just be wonderful.
There's a couple of portals of shadow we need to look at. Remember, that's the plan of action, so you can write this down.
Okay.
One of them is a judgment portal. It's a combative energy that goes back and forth, right? So you'll be saying things like, oh, on the one hand, I'm thinking this, or I want to do this, but on the other hand, I want to do that. So there'll always be these two sides. And it's going to be like a combative kind of energy, right? And with that, there's going to be always a perspective that might be judgmental one against the other, okay? So sometimes you might just feel split, like, I don't know which one I want to do, or I don't know what I want to take, or I don't know, da-da-da, right? So I want you to really make sure that you understand that that's what's coming through your environment. It's not you, and these aspects that it triggers are not you, but they are combative, and they will take you out. Sometimes this whole thing will take you out upwards of 82-83%, okay? Let me just see energetically. Let's see. I didn't tell you where that portal was located in the house, did I? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you walk into the front door, and if you were to take about 10 steps in or something like that, just think about being almost to the middle of the house and go to the right as far as you can go. That's where that portal lies, okay? I'm literally walking in and moving, okay? That's where that portal lies. Okay, now let me check on the other one. The other one came through. And this other one came through as kind of a critical nature, all right? And it's not you that's critical, but what happens is that you'll come into a situation where someone else will be critical of you or what you do, okay? And that causes frustration within you. So let's see where that critical portal of shadow is. So that's to the left. When you walk in your door, you're going to go to the left, and it's hovering right there. It's at the ceiling, okay, coming in. Now let me see. That seems to be related to a past life situation where you were either born into a family where it's like, this is how you should be, this is what you need to do, you know, like they had your life laid out for you and didn't even ask you what you wanted or what you thought would be best for you. So it was a disregard for your soul's calling. Do you see? It was like you have a duty to your family and to your husband, and you need to do this. And so it had you disregard your own soul's calling. And in this lifetime, you're supposed to be claiming that calling.
Yes. Wow. Crystal, can I ask you, are you reading the house I'm sitting in right now, which is my girlfriend's house, or are you reading the house I live in?
No, I'm reading the house you live in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know that because now I knew.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Terrific. Thank you so much. I've already asked my guides, and they say, yes, this is the program for you.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm
beautiful.
Really excited.
Yeah.
So, if I can pull this off, you're going to see me on one or the other of your programs.
Yes. Fabulous. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you again. Thank you, Aram, for taking my call and for picking my
you're
number
so
7.
Welcome.
Somehow I knew 7 was me. And at first when you picked that other 480, I was so disappointed. But thank you. I got it anyway.
So welcome.
Okay.
And that just
Take
shows
care,
how
you guys.
Powerful.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, you too, my dear. You're a great manifester, and thank you for being on the call. Yeah, I just love it. I just love how when people say that they just knew it. All right, so a couple of questions.
Sure.
People are having, they're having problem. She said, I'm having a problem signing up for the appointment. So please, Kathy, what we're going to do is I'm sending this question right now to customer service. Since we have not gotten this message from anywhere else, I'm assuming this is a problem.
Oh, no, I have people
maybe.
Signing up. I've got people signing up already.
So
let me just say this, is that what I would suggest is keep checking back. I have certain open spots, and I'll keep opening more spots on the calendar as I can. So don't worry. You know, just be patient, relax. You know, make sure that you really just know and trust. And I'm going to say this because with these types of sessions, right, there's disturbance, but they can distort your mind. Know that we are going to take care of you. You will get it, okay? So not that I'm saying that the person that said that has an issue with this, but Iram, I'm just saying this overall. Iram's team loves you, cares about you. My team loves you, cares about you. Don't make it a big deal, like, oh, my God, you know. Really ground in, go deeper into your heart and say, okay, I'm sending an email, and or you can just check back because the system, you know, has to update as I open. And of course, when I'm on here, sometimes I just fell out of the ones that I've put in, and I just got to go open more. Okay.
Yeah, that is beautiful. So, okay, couple of questions. So, honey, your issue was sent to customer service already, so they'll be reaching out and they will help assist.
I think Kathy got in already, hon.
Oh,
I see her.
Okay.
Yeah, I see her.
Beautiful. That is great. A lot of Pamela said thank you so much for the reading on the call this morning, Crystal. You were so spot on and knew exactly what was pointed to the portal that Crystal identified on the call. What is really amazing is that I just received a message about that particular issue this morning. Huge confirmation and so awesome. Thank you, Crystal. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Rafia said, I want to take package B with a payment plan. I don't have an international card. Can you send another payment? So I'm going to forward your question to customer service as well, Rafia. We don't really have other payment plans other than, you know, you have PayPal or you have any number of credit cards that you can use. And a lot of times these cards, your Indian card, should be able to work. You should be able to use it, so it shouldn't be a problem. But I've sent this to our customer service already, and they will assist you. Another person is saying, hi, is this portal also attracting a geopathic stress kind of a pattern for some people, if we are vulnerable to that?
Yes, it will, and it will impact the microbiome within your being. So that will directly be impacted. Think of it kind of like if you had a vibrating table and you put rice, dry rice on that, that would just vibrate it and it would be so crazy and, right, just jumping around. That's what happens to the microbiome and the bacteria in our bodies. So some of you, that's why you'll hear that dull tone. And you'll feel almost like you can't get your ears shut. You know what I'm saying, Iram? Like you can't close down your ears at night to sleep. There's just like a constant drone, you know, and whatever pitch. So When I go in and when I do these workshops, we're not just there to do the healing and clearing. I'll be explaining a little bit more because I am a teacher, if you couldn't tell. So I'd like to teach you a little bit, right? So you understand. So those of you that need understanding and like the behind the scenes, I'll be teaching a little bit more. So the answer to that question is definitely yes. And you would feel that not only in your environment, but you would feel it in your being, and it would impact the microbiome.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I think that we have taken all the questions. A lot of the others have been sent to customer service. So, guys, please, if you had included your email, which I think everybody did, your questions will be handled by customer service. If you send in your question later, please know that Janie does go in and she looks at all of these questions, and then she reaches out and talks to our clients individually. Also, if you have a question regarding Crystal's package and you would like that addressed, maybe when you are listening to the replay and you want to ask us a question, you can do so in a couple of ways. You can send your question to support@fromheartachetojoy.com, or just hit reply to the email that you're getting from us, or you can also reach out on Facebook. Just remember to tag Gretchen, please. Either tag Gretchen or you can tag Janie, and they will be able to get a hold of Crystal and get that question answered for you. Very, very important package. I know a lot of you, I see, just jumping in, taking advantage of this amazing offer, because like Crystal said, you guys, this is serious stuff. This is one of those things, foundational pieces. We need this for our energy hygiene. If we've got these portals and parasites and all these other things going on, not only are we leaking very, very vital energy, we're also, this is affecting our physical body and physical health as well. We really need to begin to move into that space, like Crystal was saying, where we understand that we are that infinite being, and this body that we have been gifted, we do need to take care of that. It is vitally important right now because as long as we are going through this human experience, all of this needs to work in balance, right? Our spiritual energy and our physical energy needs to be in balance if we want to move forward. And the physical imbalance does affect us. It does create confusion. It does kind of create this illusion of, we start defining ourselves as that, body that has the disease or dysfunction, like what Crystal was pointing out. Such important things, you guys, because once you buy into that, guess what? You've given away your power. You are no longer that, that being. So you're, or at least you're not acting like that infinite being. You're acting like that very limited being that has a disease. So such important information. And we really did, there was no way we could have covered all of it, Crystal, because there's layers upon layers and such important information. And that's why I always say that, every call that you come on, I am so, I benefit so much still. Even after years of having worked with you, listened to you, learned from you, I still benefit so much. And your packages are so amazing. So your clients have nothing but wonderful stuff to say about you. I have personally met people that have worked with you, women that have worked with you, and they rave about how their lives have completely changed and shifted after working with you. So thank you so much. I have such deep respect and gratitude for the work that you do and for the lives that you are impacting, Crystal. Thank you. And for this wonderful package that you've brought for our community that is so amazingly filled with value. I know it's going to change people's lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of that.
Thank you. And blessings, everyone. So much love to you. Blessings.
Beautiful. And so much love to all of you guys. Again, Crystal's offer is at orderjoynow.com/Crystel, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, and the number 19. Remember,
Right now we have the prices discounted, so make sure you jump in now like many others have. You owe it to yourself to not have to deal with these problems anymore. If you want to move powerfully forward in your full integrity, fully realizing and understanding and feeling that this is who you are and this is how you were meant to be, then this is the package for you, and it can truly be life-changing. So orderjoynow.com/Christel, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, and the number 19. Lots and lots of love to you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for doing everything that you guys do. Please know you are deeply, deeply appreciated. Lots of love. Take care for now. Bye-bye.